this fly-in that is coming up, a pretty unique event that involves some kind of World War II style parachuting. Is that right?
That is correct.
So are you involved in the actual group that's putting this on? Can you tell us a little bit about yourselves?
Yeah, my name is Kevin Connor, and I'm a member of the World War II Airborne Demonstration Team, which is an authentic World War II parachute school that's based in southern Oklahoma, down in Frederick, Oklahoma. And the team, we have folks that come in from all over the country and out of the country that want to experience World War II parachute training, just as it was conducted in World War II. And we do have an airplane that's a Douglas C-49 now that's hangared in Bartlesville. That's one of two airplanes that the team owns. And so we are going to be conducting a World War II parachute operation on Saturday. That would be September the 23rd, around the noon hour, for the public to see exactly what World War II parachute operations were like.
Well, that is really interesting, and what a unique experience. And I wanted to talk just a little bit about your actual organization. You know, how did this come about? What was the impetus to, you know, kind of start a organization that is kind of keeping this art and this history alive?
Yeah, it was started about 20 years ago, and it actually originated out of McAlester, Oklahoma. And then as the organization grew, then it moved to Frederick after they acquired their first airplane. But the idea and the mission statement for the World War II Airborne Demonstration Team is to remember, honor, and serve veterans. And we do that by reenacting World War II parachute operations, just as they happened, for example, on D-Day in June of 1944. So our goal is to expose American history from an educational standpoint, and at the same time make it entertaining. But our goal is to keep their memories alive and make the public and also a younger generations aware of what happened in World War II. And this is one of the operations, and this is how we demonstrate and recognize World War II veterans.
Well, and I'm sure you've had some veteran involvement in all of this. You would have to, because, you know, being able to kind of pass down those techniques, because obviously, you know, lots of things are written down. You know, the military is pretty good about that. But, you know, there's still a lot of stuff, I'm sure, that is not written down. That's more, you know, orally passed down.
That's correct. And a lot of our team members, as far as the jump operations, we actually have active military members that are still part of the military, and they participate to instruct and to participate. And so they're learning those skills and those guidelines that were established when the airborne units were originally established back in World War II.
So how is the parachuting, how is that different in World War II than it is in the modern era?
In the early, when the airborne units were originally established, the jumpers jumped with what we call round canopies, round parachutes. And those canopies are not maneuverable at all. And so on the commands of the jump master and spotters, when the jumpers exit the airplane, they have to have some skills there, because the parachutes are not steerable compared to the modern parachutes, were, you know, designed more like an aircraft wing that are steerable. And also the parachute landing falls are a little bit rougher with the round parachutes. And so all those skills and all those things have to be taken into consideration when we do an airport operation, especially the one like the one that's coming up there at Bartlesville.
So tell us a little bit about this is just going to be on a Saturday, right? I know the fly-in is a couple days, I believe. So you guys are only going to be there on Saturday, right?
That's correct. Yeah, the Back to Bartlesville regional fly-in will start on Friday, September the 22nd. We'll have airplanes, general aviation airplanes, coming in. Now, the original World War II airplane, the Douglas C-49, which the parachute operations will, the jumpers will be jumping from that airplane, will be on display along with several other World War II era airplanes will be on display both days on Friday and Saturday. There will be a promotional flight on this airplane on Friday afternoon, and then we'll fly it again on Saturday during the parachute operation around the noon to 1 o'clock hours, and we're planning to do the parachute drop.
Well, that is really great. It sounds like it's going to be a really interesting time and a piece of history, too, because this is something that, I mean, is there any other organization doing anything like this, or are you guys pretty much it?
No, there are what we call a round canopy parachute organizations, parachute groups. However, the World War II Airborne Demonstration Team, we are the only organization that owns and operates its own World War II aircraft. We actually have two of these airplanes. And with one of those, the Douglas C-49, which the nose art and the name of the airplane is called Wildcat. So the Wildcatters back in the oil boom days, hangared there at Bartlesville. And Bartlesville is very rich in aviation history and fly-in history as well. It's the home of the National Biplane Association. The last fly-in that happened with that organization was back in 2009. So it's high time and overdue that aviation activities come back to Bartlesville Airport. It's a beautiful airport. There's a lot of support from the community in Bartlesville, and so we want to bring this history alive and expose it right there in Bartlesville, Oklahoma.
Well, that is fantastic. And, you know, it is a really rich part of our heritage here in Northeast Oklahoma and Southeast Kansas. I mean, even in the Coffeyville area, we've got a lot of Army airfields, several of which are still active as, you know, civilian airports today. So it is a unique part of, you know, this part of the country played a very active role during World War II in, you know, training many pilots and all sorts of people who, you know, went up in airplanes.
That's correct. That is true. And so I would say, like you said, in this area, Northeast Oklahoma, and especially around, we're familiar with Wichita and all of the aircraft development that happened there, clear back into the 1920s and also to present day. So we're looking forward to bringing this activity to this geographical area. And in the past, there's always been a huge support for the Biplane Expo that happened in Bartlesville and also the Tulsa Regional fly-in at Bartlesville Airport as well. They were very large fly-ins. So we want to invite the public to come and be able to witness and learn about American history and what the World War II Airborne Demonstration Team is and what it stands for. On Saturday, leading up to the World War II parachute operation, we've organized what we refer to as a youth honor team. These young people are mostly scouts from the Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, and also an organization called Trail Life. These young people are going to be organized, and they're going to recognize veterans there along with our veterans exhibit in the main exhibit hangar. We'll also be in the main exhibit hangar. We'll recognize women's air service pilots, which were WASP pilots who flew in World War II. And the youth honor team is going to read a short biography, recognize each of the World War II veterans represented, and present a small cloth American flag to each jumper, and then those jumpers will jump that flag in honor of those veterans during the jump operation on Saturday.
Well, that is really great. I appreciate you running down some of those events, and this is just sounds like a really good event for, you know, anyone who's interested in aviation or history, or just want to maybe expose some of the younger generation to, you know, that you know, heritage and all the sacrifices that were made during World War II. It is really a good reminder, and I appreciate you guys keeping everything going. So if anyone does want to learn more about your organization, what's the best way to do that?
You can learn about the World War II Airborne Demonstration Team. We do have our homepage, a website, and it's www.iiadt.org. You can find the homepage for the World War II Airborne Demonstration Team. And we also have a website up for the Back to Bartlesville Regional Fly-In. You can Google search that and find the fly-in there. And we just want to invite all general aviation airplanes. There will be plenty of parking for pilots to bring their airplanes and have them on display as well. The Wildcat, the Douglas C-49, will be open for tours all day long. You can climb right aboard the airplane and see the how the plane is configured for World War II parachute operations, to see the cockpit of the airplane. There'll be food vendors on site, and it's going to be a great time and a lot of aviation activity, and we're looking forward to it. And that is on September the 22nd and 23rd, a Friday and Saturday.
Okay, and then your demonstration is going to start right around noon, you said, right?
Yeah, around noon to 1 o'clock hour on Saturday the 23rd for the parachute operation. That's correct.
Okay, and do you know, is there any admission at all to get into the event?
For the pilots that are flying in, no admission. When folks are driving in into the public parking, we do have an admission of $10 per carload. So as many as you can put in there, it's just $10 per carload.
Okay, good deal. Well, yeah, grab some friends and head to Bartlesville here this weekend. It's going to be a good time.
Yeah. It's not this coming weekend.
That's what I know. I'm getting back from a vacation, so I'm still trying to wrap my head around that. Yes,
yeah.
Next weekend. Thank you for correcting me on that. So thank you, Kevin, so much here for calling in and letting us know about this event. I mean, it's really good, and I'm definitely hoping to be able to make it out here next weekend for the fly-in on Bartlesville. It's gonna be a good time.
I appreciate it. Thanks, James. I really appreciate it.
All right. Thank you so much. And, let us know if we can ever do anything else for you. Happy to have you on here, sir.
Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate your time.
All righty. Thank you. So that is Kevin Connor and talking about the Bartlesville fly-in that is coming up next weekend, the Back to Bartlesville event, and also the World War II Aviation Demonstration Team. So that is going to be a good event, and I hope you can check it out here. And that is going to be on Friday the 22nd, Saturday the 23rd, and of course that demonstration there at noon coming up next Saturday. So we do have lots to come here on the program, including our update from Coffeyville's Reawakening. That's up next here on KGGF. Open line will be getting started at 9:10.